It is true that Condé stayed on controversially for a third term in violation of the Constitution. And even then, several of the Electoral Commission members and members of his own cabinet resigned in protest. And so there are serious issues with how he has governed, and these merit more attention by ECOWAS, the African Union, and the international community. Nonetheless, these actions don't justify a military coup. Coups are highly destabilizing for any country. And if nothing less, they are taking the country off of a constitutional path. And therefore, it effectively leaves it up to the coup makers to decide when and how they will return power and what sort of governance arrangements they will follow. Now, this just creates a terrible precedent, because if we give the coup makers that sort of authority, then what's to stop the next group of colonels from deciding that they're not happy with how a government's being run, and then they declare a coup and justify it, the fact that the government isn't being well run. So it becomes a treacherous cycle, and it is a reminder that, you know, in democracies, there are always problems, but you have a means to try to resolve the problems, and you want to use those legal means to do so rather than relying on a military action, which in, by definition is extra constitutional to do so. And I think that's the real crux of the challenge we're seeing in Guinea today.
The African Union typically suspends the membership of a country after a coup. And in West Africa, former colonizer France still carries a lot of economic clout and can also impose targeted sanctions. Are the African Union, the international community, and the Guinean people going to accept this coup?
Well, I think it's too soon to say. You know, up until last year, there was a fairly universal reaction when we would see a coup, where there would be a widespread condemnation and an unwillingness to recognize coup leaders. If you think back to the 2012 coup in Mali, that's what happened. And eventually the coup leaders there had to give up power. However, last year, we saw another coup in Mali. And in that case, the international community and ECOWAS effectively recognized the coup and has, I think, created a precedent that has opened the door for other military actors to seize power. We saw the death of Idriss Deby in Chad. Effectively, the military decided who was going to be his replacement. You know, again, it was highly extra constitutional action, but it was accepted by the international community. So I think it's an open question about how they're going to react and what sort of pressure is going to be brought onto these coup leaders. I think ECOWAS and the African Union are realizing that if they don't take a hard stand, then this is going to become increasingly common. And so I think we're at a really important time right now in Africa about just what sort of commitment there is to civil-military relations and respect for democracy.
The junta purports to be acting on behalf of the Guinean people and promise to establish a unity government. Will military leaders simply rebrand themselves as civilian candidates in any future elections?
Well, this is a common tactic. The coup leaders will claim that they're acting on behalf of citizens and wanting to restore democracy. However, that's not the way that democracy works. And when individuals in the military mount a coup, they are acting extra-legally. And so it isn't up for them to decide, you know, how a transition should happen, how a governance process should work. They don't have that legitimacy. So regardless of what the intentions of these coup leaders are, and I think it's still too soon to say, that's not a viable way forward. And we'll have to see what sort of reaction emerges among the citizens in Guinea. Often with a coup, you'll see some citizens come on the street and support the coup just because they're so frustrated with the current government. Yet within a short period of time, they're often highly disappointed and disillusioned, because once a coup is accepted, they're basically making up the rules of the game as they go along. And so I think we'll have to see what happens in Guinea. My observation so far is many citizens are taking a wait-and-see attitude. I don't think they wanted the military to intervene. I think they do want democracy. We've seen massive protest in Guinea trying to prevent Condé from a third term. Guinea has had a long history of military government, and Guinea suffered greatly because of them. Guinea is one of Africa's poorest countries, and it's suffered greatly from corruption and human rights abuses at the hands of the military. So I don't believe there's a large segment of the population that is going to support the military as a vehicle for democracy.